Yuval Noah Harari, cultured meat synthesized in labs is much more ethical than animal husbandry. By Robert Krajicek on August 30, 2022. Yuval Noah Harari, historian, futurist, and World Economic Forum, WEF, advisor, described cultured meat synthesized in laboratories as more ecological and ethical than meat from animal husbandry and slaughter. He made his remarks in a video interview with the International Institute of Management in Kyiv, Ukraine. The WEF described cultured meat as a sustainable substitute to human consumption of animals in order to save the planet from carbon emissions. The process of growing meat in a laboratory involves taking stem cells from a live animal and growing them in nutrient-rich conditions. For example, a small biopsy of skeletal muscle is taken from a cow, from which the stem cells are isolated and grown in a bioreactor with cell culture media. The cells are split into several cell types, including muscle and fat cells. This biomass is then processed to form the edible final product. Harari framed human consumption of animals as unsustainable. He said, "We can find ways to provide what people need in more ecological and sustainable ways. This is the best course forward. It's not stopping development and it's not ruining the ecosystem, but finding new ways to continue developing in a sustainable way, and it can be done." Relevant remarks begin at 36:25. Harari remarked, "Think about food. You have hundreds of millions of people now beginning to consume meat in places like China, India, Brazil, where they didn't have the money to buy meat previously. Now, as economic prosperity rises a little, meat consumption goes up. Meat is one of the biggest sources of air pollution and water pollution around the world. Now, if you tell these people, 'No, you can't eat meat because it ruins the environment,' they won't accept it. But there are new technologies with which you can produce meat just by growing it in cells. It's called cultured meat or clean meat, and it is much more ecological. It's also much more ethical, because if you want a hamburger, you don't need to raise a cow and then kill the cow to have a hamburger. You just grow the hamburger. It's much more ethical. It's much more ecological. This is the technological middle path. Technology is not the opposite of nature. It's not the enemy of nature." Harari cast climate change as an existential threat to humanity. "Humanity is facing existential common challenges and threats," he stated. "Whether it's climate change, whether it's the rise of artificial intelligence, or whether it's destabilizing forces like the Putin regime. Greater consolidation and concentration of political power is necessary to address the aforementioned existential common challenges," Harari added. He highlighted the European Union, EU, as a successful model of multi-state integration to be followed by future political projects of globalization. He concluded, "The European Union is an extremely successful experiment. There has never been before in history such a thing, with so many countries coming together to form this economic and political bloc, while retaining their independence."